Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Down the block, Andrew Johnson. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle have won. Liverpool's got the score. Fiddler hits farewell. Hits farewell. And he hits it. He scores. He's got the fair goal. He's got the premiership. He has gone from, as I said, a captain to a legend. And probably rugby league immortality.
That's not a try. That's a miracle.
G'day legends, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. We're going to go through our draft review for round 3 today. A very, very good win. We built the narrative early. The Paul Vorton 1995 Origin Series. We were in serious curry this week. We lost our first 2 weeks, as you know. We came into week 3 and Greg Marshall was injured. Britt Nicker got suspended. Wong was dropped. It was just an absolute shit fight. Heading into week 3. Corey Oates still not in the side. It was just absolute chaos. And, you know, on top of that, Bud Sullivan, he got benched, which was completely fucking fair, but meant that we didn't have a 5'8 either, so we had to go into the market to find a 5'8. We went and recruited Dylan Walker, got him into the side. I think my side's good enough just to have like a Dylan Walker there getting me 30 to 50 each week, and just to make sure I don't, shit the bed and get a really bad score. Hope for some upside on Dylan. I actually had him last year and I'm happy to run with him, but then he got ruled out as well. So yeah, look, it was absolute chaos on the weekend. Was far from ideal, but we just found a way to get the job done. And sometimes in draft comps, especially early parts of the season when you got injuries, or at any part of the season when you got injuries and stuff, you just need to win a couple of games ugly. And I thought this one was going to be pretty ugly, but it didn't turn out too bad, to be honest with you. We actually scored really well, so we'll take it. Let's have a look at the game from the weekend, though. As I said, was missing a lot of players. Nicola Wong, Marshu, Corey Oates not in the side yet. Dylan Walker got injured. The one win that I had last weekend was that Jack Cogger, good God. Jack Cogger. Who obviously Jacko, he was dropped from the side, which sucked for Jackson, but it did mean that Jack Cogger got to come in, which is really good for my Supercoach side. I did need a half back there, so that was good. I had Drew Hutchison, who actually did really well. I ended up using him as an AE, but my long-term plan was that Jack Cogger would eventually come in for Tyson Gamble. He'd get dual position, and that would cover my 5'8 conundrum. Hasn't quite played out that way. He's obviously playing halfback, so he probably won't get dual unless Jackson comes back at halfback and Cogger plays 5'8, which is a possibility in the future, but probably unlikely for the early parts of the season. Let's be honest here. But yeah, look, that was the win that I had last week. Jack Cogger came back in. Let's have a look at the actual game itself, though. We obviously took on the great Philby in my comp, one of the great blokes of all time. He's another guy in my comp that's won 2 premierships as well. So we're both in the hunt to be the first one to win 3. Phil's got a very special honour in our competition, though. He's the only guy to win back-to-back premierships, which was a real kick in the dick because I believe one of the grand finals he beat me in as part of his back-to-back was actually me going for back-to-back. So that really stung. So yeah, beat me in a grand final a couple of years ago. Phil, a good little Supercoach player, goes a little bit rogue on draft day. He's always putting his hand up for the drunkest bloke at draft day. Always a good sign. And he obviously coined our favourite saying, make draft great again. So Phil, one of the absolute greats. It was good to get a W over him on the weekend because he has got a pretty damn handy side. side. Let's start with the Penrith Panthers game. They took on the Broncos early in this game. Phil had Isaiah Yeo, Mr. Consistent, scored 69 Supercoach points. Nice. Very, very good from Isaiah Yeo there. Looked sort of what I was expecting from him, so I was happy to wear that. We then had the Canberra Raiders game in this one. He had Joe Tarpanay and Hosking. Both got 53, 52, so sort of mid-50s sort of range, which you'll take. Zach Hosking, especially coming off the bench, scored 52 in 60 minutes. He's one hell of a player, Zach Hosking, and a great little draft pick up there. Joe Tarpanay, 53, was unlucky not to score a try at one point. Thank God that went my way. I had Morgan Smithies, who I'm a little bit worried about, if I'm honest with you. I was very, very high on him to start the season, very confident after round one. Just the workload, I've got a few questions about the longer we go. We'll see, though. Corey Horsburgh returns this week. I'm worried about how Elliot Whitehead could impact him as well. So there's a bit to watch there with Smithies, but only a 38. We then had the Roosters game, and this was interesting. He had Sammy Walker, and as I'm watching the game, Walker crosses for his second try in about 30 minutes, and I'm sitting there going, my God, two tries, going to kick all these goals. I'm in all sorts. He then went off with the HIA, and I peeled the curtain back to have a look at Supercoach to see what Sam Walker was on. Was expecting 80 or 90. He was only on 50, so I will take that every day of the week. He obviously went off, but even two tries and all those goals, he only scored 56 Supercoach points. We'll take that. And Terrell May with a 44. Good enough for my classic team to get by, but also good enough for my draft team not to fist me. So a good little win there. I had Daniel Tupu in that game. Didn't get too many opportunities. Came up with a 43. You will take that. We then moved to the Saturday afternoon where we had the Bulldogs. Absolutely putting a score on the Gold Coast Titans. In that game, I was a little bit nervous. Phil had Stephen Crichton and Matty Burton. Critter got 48. Matty Burton got 35. I had my boy Hutcho, who I didn't play in my team. I used him as my AE because I wanted to see how he went, whether I used his score or not. 64 Supercoach points. Played really well, Drew Hudson, so he was one of my point scorers. Josh Curran played 45 minutes, scored 52 with no attacking stats there. Had him as my VC. He actually crossed for a try at one point, but then had that taken off him. So that was heartbreaking. But little did I know, it was all about to be turned on its head and I was going to run away with this one. We then had the Cowboys taking on the Dragons in this game. Oh boy. My boys absolutely lit it up. Scotty Drinkwater, my captain, 105 Supercoach points. He left a lot of points out there as well. Zach Lomax, 98 Supercoach points. You love to see it. Reece Robson, 95 Supercoach points. Unreal. Reuben Cotter did his job for a 47. Might be injured. I will see how that plays out. I'm hearing that he's in a little bit of doubt this weekend. By the time you guys are listening to this on the podcast, you'll already have Teamless Tuesday, so you'll have more information than me, but we'll see. And Kyle Felt, unbelievable they scored this many points and he didn't cross for a try. 32 points. If that's his floor, I'll take it. Would have been really nice if Kyle Felt to score a try and get me another bet on about even this week, but you can't win them all. That was a huge game for me, and Phil was up against it from that point on. In that game, he didn't have any players in that game, actually. He's got Valame on his extended bench, who I'm sure when he drafted him, he would have been very confident of him. And I thought he was going to get the spot over Kyle Felt, but Felt ended up getting it, and that's been a win for me. The next game was the Sharkies game. Now, by this point, I'm sitting in a good spot. I look like I'm going to win. The thing was that I only had 12 players at that point, so I had to get a 13th player just to be sure that I was sweet. I didn't have many options to go from. It had to be a front row forward. I ended up dropping Tuala just to pick up this front row forward because I wouldn't have got Tuala's points, and I didn't want to go into round three without a win. So I sort of put a bit more emphasis on just getting the win in this game, and I managed to. The guy that I picked up was Oregon Corfusi, who I wasn't happy with it, but I just knew, you know what, he'll probably get me 40 Supercoach points. I'm sitting there watching this game and every single Cronulla middle gets injured except Oregon. And I think, beautiful, he might get 50 or 60 here. He got fucking 35. I have no idea how that played out. Played extra minutes. There was guys injured and he still only scored 35. So that was disappointing, but it was just all that I needed there. He will be dropped this week and I'll be looking elsewhere. For Phil, Cam McInnes, he was flying. He was absolutely killing it. McInnes, he played extra minutes because of all these injuries. Only ended up on 50 Supercoach points, which was very lucky for me and surprised me. His VC was Jesse Raymond, took a punt on him. Wasn't a great game for Jesse Raymond, only scored the 32 points. We then moved to the Manly Seagulls. And the Parramatta Eels, that was Sunday afternoon. We both had one player in this game each. Phil had Morgan Harper, who scored a try, had a bit of a tough afternoon, but still scored 52 in Supercoach, so you'll take that. I had Ben Trbojevic, who I'll give you the hot tip. I am getting very, very worried about Burbo. I'm probably going to sell him in Classic this week. And draft-wise, I hate to say it, but I'm really worried if Burbo holds on to his spot. He's been pretty disappointing to start this season. Vegas, he was good, but I don't know. Corey Waddell came on and obviously scored a try, had a really good impact straight away. So Burbo, I'm not saying he's Gonski, but he's going to be a really interesting watch. He needs a good bounce back this week. From that, and then we had the last game, which was the Newcastle Knights and the Melbourne Storm. And this game I was a little bit nervous for. Phil is the guy in my competition that took a big punt and went with Ryan Pappenhausen in his side, his first draft pick, which I back. I actually loved what Phil did there. It was funny. I actually took pick 8, thinking that all the guys that I expected to go would go, and then number 8, Pappy would still be sitting there, and I was going to take a gamble on Ryan Pappenhausen. Phil actually did it at pick number 5, which some of you will laugh at, say it's stupid. I actually really, really like the gamble by Phil. He put his balls on the line, and I like it. And, you know, Pappy's playing really well and looking really good, and if he does eventually get the goal kicking, which I reckon he's every chance to eventually, Phil has absolutely nailed that. So I was very, very nervous coming into this game. Pappy only scored about 70 or 80. He did everything he possibly could in that game. Got unlucky in a few moments as well.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yeah, just... Even if he would have got those moments, I think I still would have got home realistically. I ended up winning by about 150 or so, so I would have been sweet, but did get unlucky on a few occasions there, Pappy. Phoenix Crossland, 28, sort of what we expected with Jaden Brayley on the bench. Phil did get unlucky in this one. Remus Smith, he went off injured, only got the 10 Supercoach points there. Even if Remus stayed on this field, he probably only scores 30 or 40 though, realistically. So I don't think it decided the game, but did get a little bit unlucky there. For me, Jack Cogger got 34. It's just all I need from him every weekend. The big win for me, though, and probably the biggest win of the weekend when it comes to my Supercoach draft side, Kai Pierce-Paul played 80 minutes on the left edge. When they brought Dylan Lucas on, they actually put him on the right edge and they shifted Tyson Brazil into the middle. Leo Thompson now looks like he's going to be out for 1 to 2 weeks. I reckon that might force Adam O'Brien's hand to do what I've been talking about the last few weeks, move Tyson Brazil into the middle. We might actually get an 80-minute Dylan Lucas and an 80-minute Kai Pierce-Paul. Kai Pierce-Paul didn't really come up with any huge attacking stats. No line breaks, no try assists, no tries. He scored 67 in that game. He is an absolute monster, and that is my biggest win out of the weekend by far and away. So 834 I scored. Really happy to score 834 in a 14-man league. When your pick 2 and pick 3 aren't playing, I will take that every day of the week. Very, very happy with how it went this weekend. Glad to get a win under the belt. We're taking on Tommy Burns this week. He's a member of the Roo Crew. Big South Sydney fan, and his team has been absolutely fucking decimated. I feel really sorry for him. Actually, all things considered, considering the injuries had and how unlucky he's been, he's actually put together a decent little 13 this week. So it's the walking wounded this week. I'm walking in there with a couple of spears in the back. I'm missing an arm. Tommy Burns is walking in as an absolute corpse trying to get this a win this weekend. So it's going to be interesting. Just to give you an indication of how tough he's doing at the moment and how unlucky he's been, I'll read you out his first few draft picks. So his first pick was Cam Munster. We don't know when he's going to be back. Mitch Moses, he's now out for 8 weeks. Keon Kalamantangi, Nick Meaney, who's got the bye this week, Selwyn Cobbo, Herbie Farmworth, Xavier Coates, who's got the bye this weekend, Tom Gilbert, who's already out injured, Sean Blore, who's got the bye this weekend. It has been a tough, tough start for the great Tommy Burns, losing his first two draft picks for a period of time. Very, very tough. And then when he plays me this week, Nick Meaney and Xavier Coates out as well. So he's essentially got the entire left-hand side for the Melbourne Storm out on the bye this week. So One that if I lose this one, I'll be very, very disappointed. But if Tommy manages to win this one, full credit to him because he fucking deserves it because he's been absolutely fisted on the injury front. So it'll be a great win for him. But I think we can get the job done here. We are going to be probably playing with 12, maybe 13 players this week as we wait for guys to return from injury and suspension. But I am expecting to get a win this weekend in Supercoach Draft. Stay tuned. We'll keep you updated on the weekend. We're going to try and do a little bit more draft content on the Instagram page. We'll give you updates each day of how our team's going and whatnot. People seem to enjoy that. So I will keep doing that sort of content for you guys. Supercoach Draft back in full swing. How bloody good we are on the board with a W in 2024.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.